You repeat, wait, huh? Okay.
No,
you start from beginning. Okay. You just want to share how you come to know me.
I want to know how I come to know Brother Teo.
Yeah,
you know your student, Han?
I know. She is a very good student.
She was with me in a retreat.
Yeah.
And she told me she learned a lot from Brother Teo. A lot of knowledge she acquired from you. That's how she progress very fast.
Yes.
From there, it aroused my curiosity. I must say, one day I must go away.
Okay.
Go and learn from Brother Teo.
Oh, okay.
So that's how last year I came. Brother Teo, they told me, they went to Cameron Highland.
Oh,
I
from
said,
Brother
this year
Teo.
I must make an effort. Because it's from Han, who is the one who told me about it.
Is she your good friend?
Yeah, she's my very good friend.
Very good.
She learned a lot, she said.
Yeah.
You teach her a lot.
Very good. Sadhu.
In fact, she improved a lot.
Yeah. She's completely different. Tighten the terminal. Yes. Okay.
No, don't tighten the. Sorry, loosen it back. No, just the contact.
Okay. Don't touch it. Thank you. Never. I do. This is a very good condition. So, anyway, thank you so much, Achuya. I remember because, our Kayanamita Achui is very outstanding. So I rejoice. When you share that, was because there is condition, I think. So I can give you some background and faith. Because this lady Han, she is very, very low profile. She doesn't want people to know. And if no condition, I won't share with you also. She was a good friend of Chris. You all know Chris Yama, clan people, Chris also progressed very beautifully. Just few years ago, he do a lot of, I talk about Chris first, he do a lot of this, what they call Dhamma work. She helped Ramanda become the Kapiya, then they helped to organize many trips to India, the four holy places. Then they conduct what they call the one no-worship program. Then every time they go, the group is very big. Then during the early years, he used to hear about me. Then he also curious. Then he was able to join us at the Teh Tarik where he wants to meet us. So Brother Wong Tam Kyong and together this lady, I don't know what's her name, I think Jessie. It took them, so we had Teh Tarik SS2, the Mama Shot. Then you know what happened? He told me, he said, Brother, for 2 years, I listen to you. I don't know what you are saying. I just cannot understand you at that time. Is it? That was much later after he started to understand. Then you know what happened? No, very funny. You know. Then he left. Then he was not around for a while. Then suddenly, I think about 2 years ago, he called me. He said, Bertil, I don't know what happened now. My heart inside say must call you. I also don't know why. Then very funny, my nature know. I say, Chris, you have enough parami already. You keep a lot of precept. You have done your part. The only thing you need now is wisdom. It's time for you to meditate. You know what I say? Cannot lah, right? How to meditate? I sit 10 minutes also cannot. Pain, karma, everything. I said, never mind. You come over, I said. I give you some material. That time I was conducting, about to conduct a retreat in Cameron Highland here. I think that was the first retreat, or I don't know what, I forgot already. Then he came over to the house. I said, you take this note, you go back and read, then understand it. Then you attend Tuesday class. Then you will understand. You know what he did? Huh? He went back and read. Then I said, after retreat, you contact me. Oh, then she come for the class. Oh. He progressed so fast. Oh. Until he become so serious. He cultivate on his own. Oh. He went to Sumeru on his own. Oh. Then he used to tell me about Sumeru. That's why I got the condition. That's how the contact with Sumeru started. Then when Sumeru invite me and our Kayamita to visit, I straight away told Suan, no problem. Because Michael Lu was a very good friend of Brother Lim from Sumeru. And they all actually know a lot of things. So they were also given instruction by higher beings to do a lot of things. That's how everything manifests and happens. Then Chris progressed so fast. Then he was full of joy. Then he was a good friend of Han. That's why Han come in. Then Han, last time, he go India. He got one lady nun, very old, that teach her. Sister what?
Sumedha.
I was told 84 years old. So she always like very impressed, very happy. Used to go to India for quite a long retreat. Then she learned a lot. But she do jhana, concentration, energy field. Then after Chris learned from me, he knew that she is on that cultivation. Then she keep on telling her to come and learn from me, to seek my advice. So what she did was, every time Chris arranged lunch or what, Han will be there. But they are very good friends at the time. They always exchange understanding. Then Chris find it very strange. Every time I teach about sati, mindfulness, daily mindfulness, what Han did was concentration, jhana, everything. Then the mind like very beautiful. Then later on, after a few sessions of all this sharing, Han starts to like have faith. Then she attend my retreat, she attend my class. And then you know what happened. Suddenly one day, she called me. She said, Brother Teo, I just had so much gratitude. He said, thank you, sir. Then that time he told me, please, he said, don't tell anybody, he said. Of course, I tell him, you don't worry. Unless there is condition, I always qualify. I won't tell anybody. He said, until today, I never tell anybody. I didn't lie. That's why I always qualify. Unless there is condition, I won't tell anybody. So you cannot try to hide on it, although she very humble, she very low profile. Even Chris also very low profile. She also doesn't know, want people to know. Then recently, Chris also came back from Burma, and also called me, also very grateful. Then now they are both very beautiful beings. So these are what you can see. They only learn what is necessary. After that, they cultivate themselves. Then Han jumped for joy because something happened later on. And she was full of gratefulness because without the sharing I gave her, she cannot penetrate, she cannot come out of daily mindfulness, she cannot do all those things. Then she came to know what that true silent mind is, what that insight is. Because the mind that is trapped in energy field is a conditioned state, you cannot know. The anusaya can still be suppressed inside. So anyway, to cut the story short, they are beautiful Kayamita now. So just to give you faith, yeah, these are people whom I don't know. They just came. Then within so fast, I think total less than 3 years. And so fast, they become so beautiful. That's why when I share with you, I say quite a number of Kayamita. Their mind is so different now. throughout the day they are mindful, aware, heedful. You think joke, you think I try to give you failure. No, these are real. Many of them have progressed, and there are quite a number who can have this type of silent mind. The other one is, with our brother Song, he learned from people sharing, so he also shared. You can listen to the talk on how he transformed and how. Then he used to tell me after that, a few months only ago, you went to Rayong was 2 months before Ame San, August. Ame San was November, 2 months. He told me the 2 months, so many things happened. Then he was full of joy, he came and talked to me. Then I said, yeah, beautiful. I said, after this, all this will happen. Then really happened. Then when he go to Burma, you remember? Because he was away for a few months. Then I told some of the camera, I said, when he come back, very interesting, you get him to share. Oh, he really shared. He saw everything. Okay, sadhu, sadhu. Go ahead. Okay. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Rejoice. Have a safe trip. Maintain heedfulness. Then something can happen. Because of the blessing of Kuan Yin's nature. Sadhu. Where did I stop? Song. He went to India. You go and listen to the recording. No time to talk. So many things happened to him. I think earlier I shared that suddenly when he was eating his meal, he realized, how come everything is continuous, so mindful? And no word. Then he felt very strange. Then after that, he walked out. Then he was looking at something. Then all of a sudden, inside there, no wonder Brother Teo said, directly, no word, nothing. He saw it for the first time. So clear. So clear. Then, he became like, this is amazing. Like that one. That's why without the silent mind, you cannot. Understand? There is no way. Then after that, he started to understand a lot of things. That's why I said you don't need real teacher after you connect. You only need them to guide you so that you don't sidetrack a little bit here and there. You won't get lost already. Then his whole love of the nature is so different. He came and told me after he came back, he was in tears that Tuesday class. Before the class that he came very early with some Dhamma friend, I think. Some of them who came early also know. She said, Teo, of course he wants to pay gratitude and all that. Then he said he wants to share with me something. He came in front after he paid respect, the tears keep on coming. No word come out. I said, no need word. I understand what is inside. Then after that, he smiled. Then he went back to the seat. Then the class started. So a lot of these things are possible. And there are many who has connected. So this is not a teaching where only I can do, you cannot do one. Understand not? Then like a carrot dangling there. Oh, you want to, you come. But this is something, if you are sincere, it can happen to you, and it doesn't take long. That's why if you really do the correct one, the Buddha say maximum 7 years. Understand not? But when you do your understanding, you don't even need 7 weeks, I tell you. It can be as fast as that. So don't be too eager to progress. Just be sincere. Have faith. Then diligently cultivate. And these are people I don't know one. You may think, like the what they call magic show one. They got their own people down there. You come out. Then do that. You go and share. like these people pakat already. I don't know them. You can go and find out. Most of them that come, apart from Suyan and Mifeng, who are my uni classmates, I don't know you all. You can go and check, testify. And for me, it's very simple. If you don't have condition, you cannot meet me. If you don't have condition, you come also, you disappear. Because you look at the form, your thought, you don't know what is inside. You don't know what is before it. So all this is up to your affinity, your parami, your good karma, your good condition. That's why I used to like hint to a few kayametas. I say, one day when you come to know, maybe it's just like all the bodhisattva, like Po Xian, Manjushri, you know, in China. After the parinibbana gone already, then only they know who they are. No? Then all those that time regret, no? I didn't know, no, that one was la 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 la. I was given so much chance, opportunity. I don't know. No, I thought he's just a normal monk or normal person. No. Then you stand to regret. I use this word, you will get a shock of your life. So all this is just for your own understanding, so that your faith can be strong. If there is no condition, I won't share all this. But because there is condition, Kuan Yin's nature also know, has done its part. So now the balance is up to you. Faith is very, very important. You must have faith. Okay? Okay, we rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And now you want to get Mimi to share? You can ask her. Pastor Mai to her. How come? I know. How come the what? The mudra came. You want to pass to her to share? Where is the mic now? Yes. Mimi. How many of you saw her movement? Nobody saw. There, all this aware one.
Actually, when this lady cat asked for forgiveness,
she was in full emotion because from inside, she really, really grateful. That's why I want to come and pay respect and express her whatever and ask for forgiveness. But initially, the thought has this doubt. Understand? But later on, she came to know what this thing is after she reported her meditation experience. Then she must have felt something. Okay, continue.
So the moment she asked for forgiveness from Brother Teo, I tell you, I was very emotional. And in fact, yesterday, I didn't ask forgiveness in front of him. I go to the top of the mountain. I did that, and I was in tears, actually. So it was very touched. Maybe I'm not the very direct person. I don't like to do things directly.
It's okay. No wonder she asked me, what time we have to come back? So she ran out there.
But I can, before I say that, before I share the Kuan Yin mudra, this morning when I was about to wake up, then I realized that if the condition is there, I would like to share this. Maybe this will benefit all the Kayametas. And maybe this will make you understand the nature of Brother Teo. This is from my own personal experience. I also didn't tell
very
Brother
good,
Teo.
Very good.
I didn't tell him.
Yeah, very good. Sadhu. Go ahead.
I think last year, December, I went to Laos. I tell you, I have a lot of awakening and a lot of...
Long Prabang.
Yeah. A lot of realization. And I was very mindful that because when I was in that trip, I actually almost every moment I'm in a meditative state. So when I came back, actually the first thing I want, I silent my mind, I write a beautiful notes to you, Brother Teo. I thanks the great beings, and of course, my most respected teacher. You know, it's very long. I can't remember because I don't have much memory. So when I text that, and I send to Brother Teo, then straight away I have to go for another appointment. Do you know what happened? When the moment I send that, I drove my car up to a traffic light for another appointment. 2 minutes later, or 5 minutes later, you know what happened? I can feel his energy. I was in tears. I tell you, I was like all the tears coming down my eyes. And I know he sent the energy to me. I was rejoicing. I sent back sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Maybe you want to say something.
It's the nature. It's not this form of mind. No. This nature know what to do. If you are sincere, then you really, really have faith. All these are possible. Because the nature will know. The nature never discriminate. Listen, it never say, hey, this one my wife, I must teach more, my children. Or even me from my classmate, for so long. And you, my wife know. No? I was trying so hard to actually benefit her, no? Share her. But no condition means no condition. Time not out means not out. For 15 years, no? Nothing happened. Because that time she cannot understand that type of Dhammaya. Then she know I was trying to tell her many, many things, but her own words, or later on, he tell me, I just cannot understand what you say. Then later give the book and the note also cannot understand. Then luckily the condition arrived. You all should thank Ingvi. He invited me to go to Thursday class 6 years ago. Then that's how everything started. I rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu. Also thank Mi Fong for allowing us to use the house together with Sui An. Then later on Sui An also came and joined. Your Mi Fong said, two only, not enough. Get Sui An. Then Sui An said, I 10 minutes also cannot sit like Chris. Oh, then now can sit so well. So when the time comes, everything happens. Then their faith becomes stronger because they witness a lot of things happening. How Kayanamita come, how their depression, their problem all get resolved. Then later on, Sui An helped me a lot. Those not serious ones, all he resolved. Then only serious one cannot deal with. He said, you better go and see Brother Teo. Then they came, then we talked. A lot of them recovered. Those who cannot recover is because they cannot understand and no real affinity. So because of that, all this that happened, actually, like Kuan Yin. Kuan Yin cannot be everywhere when you talk to her and request. He cannot be listening everywhere. But that nature, ever ready thing for the cultivator of the way, for those who are sincere, for those that have an affinity. That's why whatever you do, that nature know, and it will respond accordingly. Understand? But this for my mind, no need to know. Understand? But when I received the message, as I knew, I rejoiced. The moment this nature rejoiced, it will send a pure wish. That's why she felt. Understand? So all these are possible. That's why you must have gratitude. Like what she said, you have gratitude, you can earn and you express it. The cultivator of the way, the great being, they will know when they read, they will rejoice. And then they will send pure wish. Because you know how to do and you have the understanding. They will rejoice in wholesomeness and goodness, in sincerity, in faith. Then like Hokkien Fat Tat Liao or Cantonese Fat Tat already. So all these are possible. Very good. Sadhu, continue.
This sharing tie in with yesterday I talked about the Tibetan monk and Ajahn Itawai. Actually all great cultivators, their nature can really help us in our cultivation. So that will also bring your faith and confidence in Vaichorana Buddha and all the bodhisattvas. You see, they are very compassionate. All you need to do is to ask and request and diligently you cultivate.
Yeah, because that is in their vow. Their vow has become nature's law. But if they come, their nature come with a form and mind, that is even more beautiful. Then when you encounter that form and mind, you better have faith in what it share and deliver. And must understand what that form and mind is. That's why Dhamma is very simple when you understand all this. That's why I say the Bodhisattva way is not difficult. if you understand all this, then you know how to cultivate affinity with all this. The best is Sakyamuni Buddha's advice. Take refuge in Triple Gem and cultivate affinity with Triple Gem. That's why every day use your heart, Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. To all the Buddhas of the three period of time, I take refuge. Then alternatively, you can chant Namo Buddhaya. Means you pay respect, homage to the all of the Buddhas of the three period of time with your faith. Then Namo Dhammaya. You pay respect to all the Dhamma, all of truth that exists throughout the entire universe. Then you chant Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. From your heart, to the Dhamma I go for refuge. There is no other refuge except the Triple Gem. Even in the Dhammapada, the Buddha actually stated very clearly, there is no safe refuge apart from the Four Noble Truths. The Triple Gem. Because it's only in the Triple Gem that you can find the Four Noble Truths, nowhere else. So that is the only refuge safe. And in the Dhammapada verse, I think three or four verses together, the Buddha expressed it. He said, not even in the cave or in the mountain or in the temple or what, is there real refuge. It's only in the Triple Gem where there is real refuge, where there is refuge safe. So all this, you can actually develop the faith and make affinity. Then when you make affinity, that is the beginning. Then later on, wherever you are, when you take birth, all these great beings, they are part of the Triple Gem. Either they are Buddhas or the Sangha, disciple of the great Buddhas. So when you have the affinity, you will know how to connect and link, because you have taken refuge. You have paid your respect. You have developed the affinity. You believe strongly in them because their cultivation are so different. They are so beautiful being. And the field of merit is immeasurable. That's why with the faith, that respect itself is so meritorious. And through that you make aspiration, you evoke the power of this wholesomeness and merits for causes and conditions, for you to avoid the foolish, meet up with the wise. And then you will meet up with the real beings that have the understanding. Then your cultivation becomes very straight, very different. That's how you can progress very fast without even you knowing it. That's why when you understand, you move very fast. When you don't understand, I tell you, you can go in and out of retreat. Attend this, attend that, fly here, fly there, chase after speaker, teacher, monk, everything. You end up still chasing. Like Angulimala. He called out to the Buddha, stop. The Buddha said, I long ago stop. Angulimala said, cannot be, I run until I'm so exhausted, also I cannot catch up with you, you say you stop. Can you explain what you mean? He said, I long ago have stopped killing living beings, he said. But you haven't stopped. Well, then when he heard that, he straight away knew. He has done wrong, he killed 999. He straight away break down and pay respect and repent and ask for forgiveness. And request to take refuge with the Buddha. Then after that, the Buddha teach him the noble truth, the law of karma. Then he repented and he meditated. Not long, become arahant. So, is it difficult? After you kill so many, you can become arahant in that life. So, it is really possible because you have not really killed any human being in there. That you don't have that heavy karma. So Dhamma is like that. If you understand, you really can progress, I tell you. Have faith, be sincere, persevere, that's it. Okay, let me continue.
Actually, when the mudra comes, I actually don't really know why it comes. So because Brother Teo is during the sharing, then I silent my mind. Then the answer come. Why Kuan Yin manifest today is because for the past few days, there are a lot of kayamitas, they have been going around to all the bodhisattvas, asking for blessing, guidance, protection, and especially in the showing the way to cultivate this spiritual path. And then yesterday also we sang the great compassionate mantra
and the Heart Sutta.
The Heart Sutta.
Yeah.
It shows that most of us, I think each and every individual of us
have affinity with Kuan Yin's nature.
Will know your sincerity towards the cultivation and towards these bodhisattvas. You can answer yourself. Okay?
Mm.
I think the Maha Beings, Bodhisattvas Kuan Yin, he felt this, and that's the reason why he probably get Joyce to do the chanting where she is very good at it.
Yeah. Because Joyce, when I saw him before the class, you remember, he told me, he said, "What, you always look at me today, you know, 2 times already, you know. Is there something you want me to do?" I say, "I don't know. Well, I know you have to do something. Do what I don't know." Then after that, he I think Sue was there. Then he said, "Okay lah, I will do lah, but don't laugh lah." And I don't know what she must do, but in my nature, I know. I saw her in her face, something happened to her, no? Then I look at her. I was sitting in the table down, just now, breakfast, Mi Fong at the side, she was there. And she knew I look at her. Then she didn't know that there is some meaning, no? But after he went to her room, she got this funny feeling, you were talking to Sue. Then I supposed to come in straight away, no? But don't know what, there is a like something inside. You go to your room first. So I go to my room. On the way, I have to pass her room. And you know what they did? They opened the door wide open. Sue was sweeping the floor. And she was on the bed there sitting. Then I saw her again. Then I look at her again. Then I knew something inside there. Then she said, "But why you always look at me today like that?" He said, "Yeah, I never look at her like that." He said, "Is there something? Can you tell me?" I said, "I don't know, but I know you must do something." That's why that nature feel, but it cannot know. It cannot read, it cannot what. But I know something has happened. She got to do something. And it will unfold one, because I echo and flow. If I resist and use my thought, finish, then all this is thought-based, no reality, then it won't manifest, it won't happen. That's why I say, when you echo and flow, you're understanding from the nature of the heart, everything come out so beautifully. Even they ask you to plan, you also cannot. How to plan? You have to plan with all those good friends up there. And these good friends, I can feel them, but I don't know them. But I know they are great beings. They are followers of Kuan Yin. That's why this morning... Yeah.
Yeah, huh? It didn't sound like her.
No, pass to Alicia. She can feel where her heart not very different.
It after didn't sound like her,
after,
her voice.
No, pass to her. Let her speak. Well, after I will share something that Alicia shared with me, also very beautiful.
I know it's Joyce chanting, but yeah. I can feel it was like, you know, the vibration is
yeah,
so
very
strong.
Different, very
and
strong.
I don't know how to explain. It was
no, it was another nature inside there, assisting the form and mind to chant and vibrate.
The chanting was
just
so
she
good,
she
so
was having this so feeling so strong inside. Then that thing helped the thing to come out with that type of vibration. Yeah. You remember? After they ask her for forgiveness, all of a sudden, she stopped that chanting, "Om Pemi Memi Om." So strong.
Yeah,
then after that, only we join in.
The first three. The first luncheon, she said, I think it hit almost everybody.
Yeah, like tsunami, went into the heart. You already silent, you straight away receive inside the vibration. Very good. Let Sue share. Sue also got mudra. Oh, sadhu.
Brother Teo, today I chiang pei liao.
Wow, sadhu. Okay, share. Yeah.
I'm not a chanter.
Yeah.
So when she started chanting, I know it's not her voice.
Yeah.
Then I was so happy. Wow, I also become like opera singer.
Wow, sadhu.
I also start chanting. Yeah. It come from my heart. It's
correct. From your heart,
voice.
Not from your thought. It just come on, the vibration.
Then, according to Yun Chan, I got mudra.
Wow.
But my mudra, maybe it's receiving Mimi's blessing.
Sadhu. It will manifest from inside. You don't know. It's very beautiful. Sadhu. Alicia, you want to share what you share with me or not? This morning after I share about the I Zi Ji. Let Mimi finish first. Okay.
Then when she start, actually I was sitting side. Somehow or other, the sense tell me I have to sit. Normally I don't sit like that because it's painful for my knee. But the moment I sat like that, the mudra came. Actually, the mudra came is, first of all, pay respect to all the 10 direction Buddha.
Yeah, I saw the prostration.
Yes.
Then after that, very graceful, one by one.
After that, they send merits to all of you all to bless you all so that...
I saw that.
With that, it can help you in your cultivation.
Even to all up there, I saw the hands zoom up there also. Then come down, finish. Then after that, prostrate.
This happened also in Anandagiri. It went 3 rounds.
Yes.
So somebody commented that this is not something very good to talk about. Because some of them they don't quite understand.
They couldn't understand.
I did the 3 round mudras, and some of them, when they see it, they say, I better don't say. So I explained to them that this 3 round of mudras is for, the first round is for the higher realm bodhisattvas or beings, the second one is for the people in front of the place, and the third round is actually for the beta. That's
beta.
Explain the reason why Sri An, I send the merits to the Anandagiri. The first time I went to Anandagiri, I can feel the being there already. And I can also feel the good energy. That's why I just sat and meditate. Okay, then coming back to this, the last sense that I have is, the sense tell me that this lady must go to Putosan. I don't know what's her name. What's her name, by the way?
Cathy. And she can afford business class. I know she went before, but this trip she must go. That's why if anybody pull out, she wants to take immediately.
That's the message, I just tell her you must go to Putosan. I don't know why.
No, because your affinity with Kuan Yin. Otherwise, she won't be so emotional inside there. It's the nature feel, You saw her crying or not, asking for forgiveness. In the past, due to ignorance, he doesn't understand the Dhamma. He has done certain things. That's why now inside he regret, have this, want to ask for forgiveness, repentant. Then, don't want to make the same mistake. Allow the thought to condition them. Because the thought will tell you a lot of story. Then if it's something not according to what you have understood before, then you tend not to believe. Just like Lily said, are you associated with funeral one? Don't know what type of chanting it is. So got fear, then want to push it away, don't want to listen. So the thought will condition you like that. So now this life in this form and mind, it touched and it knew. That's why they come forward. They will do one. And when they come forward, I can feel it. I said, do. Then before they start, you know what I say? Already forgiven because you had the intention already. You make it already. It's already forgiven. All great beings have this vow. Because they know it's important to give forgiveness. Otherwise you cannot get forgiveness. Whomsoever from this past until now, including all in the future, who whether knowingly or unknowingly cause any karmic negativity to this nature, not to me now, not this for my mind, to this nature or since the distant past until now, until even in the future. You like to sincerely forgive all of them, irrespective of who they are. So you only have to request, finish, done. Don't have to come near. No need one, you just do it yourself in front of the Buddha also can. As long as you really sincere, no need. No need, because their nature will know. You only have to ask for forgiveness from that nature. The nature may cover all the form of mind since the distant past until now. That's why I know how to teach you how to make vow and aspiration. Because this is my specialty in my cultivation, Adithan. I know how to use it very, very well. And without this Adithan, you cannot progress so fast. That's why I know how to set up Kayanamita, and I know how to send blessing, even contemplation of food. I know how to do one, all these things. And I no need to remember, and nobody teach me. Book also never write. So how come this form of mind can know? It's from the past. A lot of things I share with you, I never learned this life. Not from this life. So let her continue.
Okay, I think I will share the next sharing why I ask forgiveness from Brother Teo, because it's pretty long. So I think I pass on to Alicia first. Okay.
Okay, sadhu. Let's rejoice with Mimi. And Sue. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
This morning, after my lying down meditation, I went down to see my good friend, the fish again.
I know.
Then, you know, this something came up in the... I don't know what is that called. Is that a contemplation? That,
could be, could be. Misunderstanding arise.
Something telling me craving for love is... suffering.
Yeah, suffering, yes. Sadhu.
Craving to love someone also suffering. So, but inside my heart, I actually know the answer. Right?
Yeah, very good.
Then, after that, I came back, you were sharing the love.
Yes, love learn yourself. To love yourself.
And then, I just want to share with you all my experience. Last time, I'm the one that is full of hatred, delusion, selfish, everything that brother talks about, all inside me.
The first noble truth, suffering.
All inside me. And then when I come into the Dhamma, I understand all this.
Yeah, very easily, because real life experience.
And then I don't know how it comes to this stage that I understand that everyone can make friend with your own self.
Yes, very good.
And I enjoy being alone and then to be with myself to contemplate whatever done and then ask for forgiveness.
Yeah, yeah. Very
and then,
good.
I always remember one word. You can love anybody. I mean, you have a compassion towards every,
you can also say in Mandarin or the Cantonese.
I 我爱你, 可是我更爱我自己.
Understand or
not?
Sadhu, very beautiful. We can develop metta and love all beings, but we should love ourselves more. Understand? Because when you have love, only you can radiate love, and that is true love. If you cannot love yourself, you don't have wisdom. It's only when you can love yourself, you have understanding. Because everyone is like you. You remember the teaching of? Finally, what is it? Self-knowledge. Not until you understand who you are, what you are, as I read the Green Book, you can never develop the mind understanding. It's only through understanding your own form and mind, who you are, and what that nature is, then only you can be of blessing to others. You can't even understand who you are, what you are, and how you get into those delusion, entanglement, and all those things. You can never love people. Your love is the thought on love according to you. But the true love comes from understanding. When you can feel your own suffering, you know how you went through and how you came out of it through understanding. Then you become very sensitive. You become very mindful. Then you can feel the suffering of living beings. This is what Bodhisattva is all about. When you can feel the suffering of living beings, you will know how to advise them accordingly when they have condition. But when there is no condition, nothing happens. So your life, you need to create those conditions. You need to be sincere, you need to be truthful, you need to have faith, you need to have all this understanding. Then learn the Dhamma. Spend more time on phase one. Then after you understand the Dhamma, learn to love yourself, so that you don't deludedly use this form of mind wrongly, especially the thought to hurt yourself, to harm yourself. This brings about another teaching that my teacher used to tell me, Achayantra. He wrote it in a poem. He said, if your body can talk, you listen. If your body can talk to you, you know what he will say? He call you the master. He said, O master, harm me not. Understand not? You know what is harming your body? You know? When you're frustrated, angry, like Christina last time, went and drink, then make yourself miserable. You know? Then some, they regret, remorse, angry themselves, blame themselves. Oh, they say, when my parents are around, I should have done all those things, Philippa. Now they are gone, I want to do also cannot. Oh, you live life to regret. Means you don't understand life. Why are you like that? Why are you so healer? Because by doing that, you are using thought to make yourself miserable, correct? That is harming yourself. That is not loving yourself, understand? So the body, if it can talk, it tell you this, you're not paiseh, man. You paiseh or not? Wait till I finish the whole poem that my teacher, Achayantra, told me, then you tell me you paiseh or not. He said, oh master, I'm only tissue and cells. Can you understand? Harm me not. Have me work for you while I still have the ability to help yourself and help others and be a blessing to all. So that you can be a blessing to the world. He said, I repeat the whole thing. O master, harm me not, for I am only tissue and cell. Understand? Have me work for you. Before I am too old, too weak, and too fragile, for the benefit of all, for yourself, for others, your loved one, and all. So how you feel? The body is so compassionate and so kind, and tell you, make full use of it while you still have that ability. Not until when it's too old, too weak, and too fragile, only you want to meditate. Understand? Then only you want to do good. Then only you want to do all those things. Then you live life to regret. That's why make full use of this form and mind, like you contemplate the food. You take this food, it's not to beautify yourself, indulge or whatever, but to just sustain this body so that it is in a healthy position to help you to do what? To cultivate, to develop the Dhamma. So that this form and mind become beautiful. So that it has understanding, wisdom, so that it will not be deluded anymore. So that you can be a blessing to all. So that is the purpose of the form. Understand? So you take care of form, take care of mind, is because there is a duty for you to do. So don't be so deluded until you harm yourself, hurt yourself. Understand? And torment yourself through your thought. through your heedlessness, you go and drink, you go and gamble, you go and womanize, you go for late night and do all those funny things. Then you neglect your duty, your worldly duty, your family duty, your duty as a father, your duty as a human being, your duty as an individual in the community. You have a lot of duty. If you are still young, your duty as a son, as a daughter towards your parents. Your gratitude towards all those who have helped you, care for you, love you, and sacrifice for you. All this is what you need to develop. Then only you have love, compassion, gratitude. Then all this virtue will start to build up in you. You become very strong. Just like how Alicia pulled through. Only about 3 years, 2 years only actually, he come out of depression somehow in Hawaii. The heart becomes so beautiful. Now got good friend at the pond there. So, so Yun Chan has been following me 10 years now. That's why she know a lot of my story and history. You all should thank her. Oh, is it? Oh, you want to share? Yes, pass the mic to Brother Tay. Sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Push it out all the way.
Now, dear, in the past, somehow I suppose the maybe due to intellectual knowledge. So intellectual knowledge and you have ideas, concepts and all those things. So certain things that do not seem to tie up according to such knowledge, we tend to reject it, right? But I think that it could be possible that I have affinity with Kuan Yin.
Yes, very strong.
When I saw another movie, Goddess of Mercy, that was a Chinese show how the princess leading a group of people across the river, and then there was this bridge and all those. When this this actress that was Lili Hua, when she was just walking straight into the stream of into the river, in other words, she's going to drown. So that is her compassion of seeking help.
Correct.
And I was crying.
That's why you felt very touchy, very touched by that.
That compassion. So also,
if you have affinity, you will know, you will feel very touched, then the tears come.
The tears just came while in the watching.
Watching the movie.
So anyway, not only today, but actually I think that the energy came.
Sadhu, very good.
So I could
feel it.
I felt it, and just a tingling sensation. But the one that is more strong is just like what you call the Chinese goes into a trance.
And
it was very strong. And that was in Sumeru when we consecrating the Kuan Yin image.
Correct.
At that time, my whole body
The Kuan Yin pond there.
This morning, it just came in, and certain thoughts came into my mind. And this became more violent like that. It just became
very
violent.
Very good.
I do not know whether it is a positive response to my thoughts,
It's your affinity with Kuan Yin's nature. Then when you already have the condition where you're sincere, all this will come, then you will feel them. The only thing is you cannot take everything or most of it because your heart not open yet. Your silent mind not stable yet. When your silent mind is stable, when your heart is about to open, this type of energy will come. That's why I say all these great beings, their nature is ever radiating for the cultivator of the way who are sincere and have the faith and have the affinity. Then you will go in zook, then you will, the heart area that will open up. Then you will be very strong. Hey, it stay there for very long, That's why sometimes you cannot sleep on it, and it's just wide open. You have the energy, so then you can stay there. And this is the one that helping you to develop your nature faster. Open up, open up, open up. Yeah, very good. Sadhu.
But just to share with you,
yeah.
And I do not know whether all these are messages.
Yeah.
More than 30 years ago, I had a Mahayanist friend, and
yeah.
both of us were discussing. He talked on Mahayana Buddhism, I talked on Theravada Buddhism.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I heard from Gan, I think, Brother Gan, yes.
So,
he told me that story. Yeah, you continue.
So about I was discussing with him. Then one night I had a dream. I think probably about 40 years ago, 30 or 40 years ago. In that dream is that, you know, the ocean tidal wave and all those.
Yes,
you know?
Tsunami. Yeah.
So I was lying down on Panin Sand.
Wow,
and he just lifted me
sadhu,
up
sadhu.
Above the tidal wave, the ocean, where you know, you see in movies where the ships swinging
sadhu.
So it was just like that, lifted me up above the tidal wave and the ocean.
Means you have affinity with Kuan Yin's nature.
So I thought that, what was I doing? Imagination.
No, not imagination. It's your nature. I think the battery, the thing is on. Huh? It's on,
Oh, okay.
No, I think
Hello, okay.
The battery, off and
on. Off and on.
Ebola.
Yeah, it's okay.
You continue, right?
All right.
So,
that was the earlier days when I was quite young. Then go back further is that when I was in secondary school, and because I wanted to find out what Buddhism is all about and all the deity worshipping, so I went to English book literatures on the so-called Buddhism, you know, all the various deities, but couldn't find.
Yeah.
So I attended those Bible classes.
Very good.
So anyway, because it's in connection with this Kuan Yin, that's why I say this.
Yeah.
Then my mom, as usual, being illiterate, you know, parents, especially mothers, they are concerned for their children's future.
Mm.
So she went and consulted a fortune teller.
Oh.
And the fortune teller
very good,
told her, she said that, auntie, this son of yours, Casey, ask him not to use two legs and step on two boats.
Oh.
It means
choose one.
To choose one. Right. So it's, I was going on for the correspondence course in Bible study.
Oh, okay.
So then my mom told me, you must choose one. Right?
Oh.
Either you choose Christianity or you choose
Buddhism.
At that time, of course, you know, Kuan Yin, you pray to Kuan Yin and all those.
Yeah.
So then my mom said, if you choose Christianity, then Kuan Yin can help you.
Actually, what she say got a little bit of truth, you know why? Yeah, Kuan Yin actually is all compassionate. He will not discriminate like that. But what he say got a little bit of truth, you know why? Because Kuan Yin's vow is only to those who have the faith and sincere and affinity. So if you don't have faith, you don't believe in her, and you are not sincere about going for that type of teaching and affinity, then the vow cannot take its course. Understand? That's why in a way your mother is right, that if you become Christian, Kuan Yin cannot help you. But Kuan Yin don't discriminate like that. No. Kuan Yin never say, hey, you're Christian or you're non-Buddhist, I won't help you. Like that, where is love? I don't know. Kuan Yin has love all beings, all things. But that love can only manifest through nature's law. That's why the vow is all tied to the Om Pe Me 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 Hum. If you recite my Lord, all those things, then it's alien to the vow. And so you cannot connect. But if you have love, then you recall to mind with gratitude how Kuan Yin has benefited your life, how Kuan Yin has in various occasions and situations helped you, protect you, guide you. Then you have a lot of gratitude. Then when you pay respect and share that gratitude with Kuan Yin and thank her for all the blessings, protection and the guidance, I tell you, all great beings will be very touched at your understanding and sincerity. Then, even if you don't request, they will send their pure wish. They will radiate and they will smile. That's why after that you will have affinity. Then, of course, for my mind, every light you come, you forgot. And that's why I used to tell you, if you miss this window, it can be a very long wait. Even if you reborn as a human being, you come. And I'm like, Brother T, you got to choose. Then you choose Christianity, it's like you debate, lost. Then you have to come back again. Unless the eternal heaven, that one also another nature. Then maybe you stand a chance. But then you take two types of cultivation. One already take you so long. Two, I don't know how long you certain life, you Buddhist, certain life, you Christian, you ask yourself how to cultivate. Then very difficult to inherit all those things. That's why you have to develop your own understanding and have faith. Like I said, when I heard the Four Noble Truths, I said, that's it, I no need to doubt. Then nobody can do that. Summarize all of his understanding into just Four Noble Truths about life and existence. Nobody can do that. Very good. Thank you. Thank you so much.
So, because of the remark of my mother, I stopped the correspondence course in Bible study.
Oh, okay.
And I was searching for Buddhism, English literature on what at that time I thought, those the deities were Buddhism. And been searching for some 6 to 7 years.
Oh.
And only then I came into contact with a friend who passed to me the Brickfield Buddhist Missionary Society, the magazine, Voice of Buddhism.
Oh,
and
Voice
that
of Buddhism.
Was the beginning of my journey into Dharma.
Into Dharma. Okay, thank you. So luckily we brought two sets, got spare. thank you. Then now pass it to Jin. Jin. Oh yeah, let Christina share. Very good.
Actually, it's more into passing this mic to Stephanie. But before that, I wish to say my full gratitude towards Brother Teo for teaching and guiding us the Dharma, which I've been looking for so long also. And then how I came to know Brother Teo, just a brief explanation to you.
Very good.
From my simple word, Brother Jeff meditation. Brother Siu An say, I have to thank Brother Siu An also.
Yeah.
that's how he get me connected to Brother Teo.
Yeah.
So it's a no turning back for me.
Yeah.
I will follow this path sincerely and sadu, diligently.
Sadhu.
And then, Brother Teo, actually, just now when Stephanie also have the mudra.
Oh, sadhu.
I felt it
sadhu.
Is from
very good.
Manjusri, Bodhisattva,
Manjusri.
Where I
yeah.
have a very strong affinity.
Sadhu. Yeah. Let Stephanie share. Yeah, very good.
Okay, sadhu.
You got anything else to say? You can continue.
No. When the mudra came in, I full of blessing from Manjusri.
Sadhu. You
and
can
my
feel
tears
it.
Came down.
Yeah,
non-stop.
You can feel it. Yeah, sadhu. Sadhu. Very good. Very good. Okay, Stephanie. No wonder I saw Stephanie a few days, this few days, a lot of joy. You know. I saw her walking also got joy. See me also got joy. It's inside one. You know. Actually, initially, it's more to benefit the brother and the sister. And now he saw them, got conditioned, settled down, able to like, come back in touch with the Dhamma. She got so much joy. But the joy could be other things too. That's why when you got goodness, you bring your loved ones and they benefit. Actually, that wholesomeness is due to past affinity, because these people also have bring others. Then in future, people will bring her too. And you know, the Buddha in the Sutta mentioned the amount of love and sacrifice that your parent has given you. There is no way for you to repay them. You know, even you carry them on your shoulder for don't know how many years, I don't know. Care for them, provide for them, everything. Yet that type of merit, you cannot repay your parents' kindness, love and sacrifice. You know how only you can repay or not? Bring them to the Dhamma. That's why these are the things that you have the condition, you can do. It's very, very useful. So that this gratitude can be repaid. And the highest help you can give to people is the Dhamma. Because Dhamma is so powerful, so useful, so important. It can help relieve suffering. Then when it helps relieve suffering, it not only helps relieve suffering. That form and mind that has the Dhamma, when it changes, just like many other Kayamita, you know what happened? The consciousness improves so much, you know. Because last time, like Alicia, they all used to say they drink. Oh, sorry, she didn't drink. She got a lot of anger, hatred, selfishness, everything. So because of that, all her actions, speech and thought during that time, it will bring about a lot of negativity to others and to herself. That's why the consciousness be purified. So everyone that transform, they don't do all this. So less people get hurt, less people get this negativity of karma. So the consciousness will improve. Then one touch others, others transform. Then again all this touch others, and others again transform. That's why I used to tell some Kayanamita, you only need 1% of the population in this planet to have the Dhamma. Then the effect will be very contagious. And the whole planet's consciousness will be beautiful. That's why don't worry, start with small numbers. Even for our Kayanamita, you can see just that small number, they touch so many. Then like one by one, they bring a Han, bring her. Yeah. Then a lot. Sui An brought the most. Yun Chan also brought a lot during the early day. So all this, when they come, they have affinity, they listen, they develop the understanding. Then when they change, they become beautiful beings. Asana. Then their consciousness, that's why Krishnamurti, now you understand. He said, to change the world, the individual must change. You don't try to make everybody different. You come with ideology or say no use, because it's thought based. But when they change from the heart, they become beautiful. Understand? When you manifest the Dhamma in Noble Eightfold Path, every form of mind become beautiful. Then as they touch others, when you are touched with kindness, you will feel good. There is joy. And they also become beautiful. Then they have gratitude too. Then they also want to do the same to benefit others, like Chris, Stephanie and Christina, they all, and many. He tried to help the brother, sister, and all that. Why? Because they felt it's good. And she brought Bichin the previous year, and Bichin changed a lot. Last time, Bichin, the good friend of Stephanie, he said, my priority is just career, career, career. Asana. Until he came for the retreat, he understood the Four Noble Truths. She herself shared that idea. I'm going to change my priority in life. I'm not going to be so deluded anymore. Oh. So all this can happen. So you only need to have affinity, faith, good Dhamma friend, and good loved one. Understand? Very good. Sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu. Now Stephanie share. Sadhu.
Kan'en, Brother Teo. Kan'en again.
Kan'en means gratitude for those who don't understand Mandarin. Yeah, never mind, take your time. When the heart has this real gratitude, it becomes like that. then the word come out very choking on her because it's from the heart, deep from the heart.
I was a lost soul.
Yeah.
Before I left, I meet Brother Teo. Excuse me. Besides guiding me in Dharma, he also helped me in so many, many mundane ways. Like my searching of my house, my reno, Brother Joe really so selflessly helped me in many many ways. Mrs. Teo also.
Yeah, we are devil conditioned. The way she brought her double story house, she got it so cheap. And the renovation turned the house into such beautiful house. Nobody can expect that. Even Gumoy, Yunchan, they got a shock. No, is it? The house you bought, well, Gumoy also went and see the house. Is it? You mean the house she bought can become so different? I say, yeah, like Dhamma. Before the Dhamma, like say lost soul. The house was like a lost soul. But after renovation, not much money. You know. All in, I think, about 100,000. Wow, that house now becomes so beautiful. You should visit her house. You can ask the Kayamita who has been there. Very good, Sadhu. And she has a lot of gratitude because she knows nobody can actually do it for you like that. And I don't really know him, her, but because she was a Kayamita, she should thank Yun Chan, I remember. Yun Chan introduced her to me.
Actually, I have to thank
she took us to Kotak Damansara there for one Yong Tau Fu, I don't know what. That was the first time I met her.
Yun Chan.
You introduced her?
Actually, I wanted to pass some fruits too. There was a retreat in KKB.
Correct,
then I want to pass fruit through Yun Chan to KKB.
Then Yun Chan come and check with
Brother
me.
Brother Teo's house.
Yeah.
Was sharing Dhamma with some of the Kalyamata.
Then after that, invite me for lunch. We went for lunch. That's how she started. Then after that, she keep on coming. Then because she has faith and very sincere, she benefited a lot. Continue.
Whatever Brother Teo is taught, you can put into practice into life. Before that, I was doing dana here, dana there, talks here, talks there, but it leads me no way. No, I can one whole week, three dana in the morning, early morning, lunch, all this. But you didn't really learn Dhamma. I mean, in such a way that you can really cultivate. So for me, after learning what Brother was, Noble and Full Path, I think it's very easy. You just have to cultivate sincerely.
Yes.
And never compare and never expect anything. You just do what you need to do. That's all. For me, I never.
Sadhu.
If you can feel this, I don't feel anything. Never mind. Because I trust in the Dhamma and I have faith.
Very good.
I just cultivate this.
Very good. Very
that's
good.
All.
Sadhu.
But just now, when the Joy started.
Start with the chanting.
The mudra just came. And then even after she stopped, it still
continue.
Just let it flow.
Yeah. That's why I flow with it.
The energy.
Yeah, very strong.
I mean, this retreat in fact is really very blessed. Before I come, I seek Kuan Yin's blessing that the retreat go on well, the yogis can benefit and everything go on smoothly.
Sadhu.
Actually, I also like to thank all the earlier yogi who share. They are really beautiful, and it's very encouraging to see all of them progress so well in this field.
Sadhu. Very good.
I think my brother may want to say something.
Okay. Pass the mic to him. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, first I thanks Brother Teo for such a good teaching, and also thanks my sister Stephanie to persuade me to come. Because before I come, actually I'm a bit panicked because I know nothing. I'm totally new.
I know. She told me you and the other sister, if no five precept, you don't want to come. Because no food during dinner, not easy. And they are so new. That's why I told Stephanie, I said, you don't worry, we'll arrange the five precept meals. Then also like I put in my program, this retreat cater for all category of cultivator, whether you are new or what. In fact, those who are new, very easy to teach. Clean slate. No views, no opinion, no conditioning, no what method, technique, teacher, no dhamma. Wow, that one are like a dry sponge. So good. Wow, everything like related to life and as well, like the dry sponge. Wow, very beautiful, very beautiful. So it's as all. But you got views and opinion, your conditioning come out. That monk to me not like that, no. That book say not like that, no. Where got people meditate, go to the hard one. The monks call me. Oh, then how? The doubt. Then what brother teach? Theo teach, No, in the Dhamma book or no. Never heard before, no. Then you don't give yourself a chance to listen, no. That's why this clean slate, oh, very easy. Like Alicia, don't know Dhamma one, but depressed, come. Everything is like so easy to understand. Everything she got. So, that's why when you got all these three evil root and you gone through suffering, very good. The Buddha said, this first noble truth or dukkha is to be understood. So, nobody tell you the Dhamma you cannot understand. You go through without knowing what that dukkha is. But when somebody preach the Dhamma, the moment you listen, it's all connected to life, And all you experience. That's why you want to talk about suffering. I remember Gu Moy also told me last time. He also went through a patch. She said, Brother, you no need to explain. I was in depression. I was having all these things. He said, you talk about suffering in Mandarin. I said, because she Mandarin. Ku. And I said, no need to explain. I said, I know it inside out because I went through it. It was so miserable and the thought keep on telling her thing. Then Alicia was the same. That's why I said, I saw her so attentive, first lesson. Like Bichin, so attentive. Because everything related to life. And so easy to understand. Well, clean slate. No condition. So like sponge going. Then she reflect and contemplate and listen again. Then all the suggestions are very easy. It's only a thought. How come it has such power? Your life, you decide how you want to live. If you choose to be happy, you cannot be unhappy. Then why are you unhappy? And then you inquire. Then you hold the key to your own life destiny. Understand? To be happy or to be miserable is entirely your choice. Such an easy choice, you don't know how to choose. Everybody will know how to choose. You choose to be what? Happy. The question is, why are you not happy? Listen, why are you not happy? Because you use the thought to choose. And the thought being deluded, don't know how to do the thing that make you happy. Everything you do is to entangle yourself and make you miserable. But at the thought level, you always say, I want to be happy, I want to be happy, I want to be happy. If you want to be happy, nobody can stop you from being unhappy. But why are you unhappy? Because you use your thought. You never go and investigate and find out. So, one of my teachers, very good, he said, living being a funny one, he said. They want to be happy, but everything they do make them miserable. You know the reason? Because you are so heedless, you choose Dhammapada worst one without you knowing it. What is Dhammapada worst one? Act, speak, and think with a heedless mind with all the evil. Every day you do worry, panic, fear, attached to this, attached to this, worry about this, worry about that. You know, human being, how much attachment and misery. You worry about your health. You worry about your loved one. Then you worry about your business, your property, Then after that, your career. Then whatever you think you own. Then you worry about money, financial problem. Worry about your relationship. Then you worry about your children. And the worst thing is after that, you worry about your grandchildren. Then you worry about your house. Ayo, my house, the tenant, ayo, make it so messy. Ayo, next time I don't want to rent to them. Then everything is worry, worry, worry. And what is worry? Fear, delusion. Evil root. Caught in self-delusion. That's why you want to be happy and you do everything make you unhappy because you follow Dhammapada worst one. It's very easy to happy, to be happy. Follow Dhammapada verse 2. What did Dhammapada verse 2 say? Your mind is a forerunner, all things mind is cheap. Therefore, take care of mind. Train your mind to be heedful. So that when you act, speak and think with a heedful mind, then you make sure no evil root, or greed, hatred and evil. Then happiness will follow you. Like your shadow, they never leave you. That's why heedfulness will make you peaceful, happy, and give you understanding. So easy, don't want to do. Choose to be heedless. It's your choice. Understand? You want to go your own way, you suffer not enough, then you do again, go and repeat. Understand? The moment you understand the Dhamma, you must determine to be heedful. Then only happiness will follow you like the shadow that never leaves you. So now clear or not? The other reason is why human beings got so much suffering is they use thought to analyze. Like when they are confronted with the First Noble Truth reality, there are a lot of suffering. Like health problem, fear, worry, anxiety. Then financial problem also, same relationship problem, separation problem. And all life-related problem. Then what happened? The mind keep on worrying about them. Worrying means what? You attach to that so-called situation and you call it a problem. So the thought call it a problem. But the funny thing about human beings is, let's say this one is a molten, very hot object. When you hold it, what happened? You feel burning and tormenting you, isn't it? Correct or not? Suffering, isn't it? What must you do? Just put it down, isn't it? Not let go, no. Put it down. Put it down, you feel relief, isn't it? Put it down means what? Accept it for what it is. Understand or not? Means what? It's molten, burning. You touch, sure burn you, torment you, understand? Like that also cannot understand. So put it down. But human beings say, no, cannot, brother. This is my problem, no. I must solve it. So how they solve? Hold and solve. That's why torment like that. You can still solve by putting it down, isn't it? Correct? But say, no. My problem, no. Oh, belong to you, no. The sakayadity, again, the craving, the atta. Then you know what they do or not? After that, they hold. Without knowing that it's burning and tormenting them, no, making them miserable. That's why they are taught. Every day also think of that only. Then because you don't have wisdom, you don't know how to resolve amicably, you don't have Dhamma, you don't have noble evil power. So what they do? They use their cleverness, cunningness, deceitfulness to deal with it. The more you do, the more evil root, the more heedless, the more kau-kau you kena from karma. That's how you become miserable. That's why you cannot come out. That's why not. You are not supposed to do things like that. You can accept things as they are, means what? Nature's law. Things is just the way it is. Law of karma, causes and conditions. I accept. What happened? I don't react. I don't become fearful. I don't panic. Then I put it down. I don't let go. No, I just put it down. Then I'm peaceful. Right? Then I have clarity of mind. If I don't worry, I don't create fear, worry, and anxiety. The mind has clarity, peaceful. Then what must you do? Yeah, it's a problem. Correct. You need to deal with it in life. But doesn't mean you don't act, no. Let things be. Don't do anything. No. Act with wisdom. Act with understanding. Then the inquiry is what? How can I solve it amicably? How can I resolve this problem amicably? so that I got no fear, no worry, no anxiety. I don't get afflicted. Others also don't get afflicted. Then you ask yourself, what are my options? Then you remember what I say. Love yourself. So don't remorse, don't regret, don't get angry. Then love others. So don't go and react and create all this suffering through evil root. They're very easy. You know the Dhamma. What is the real meditation? Long Po also told you. What is the best way to act? Act with Noble Eightfold Power. Noble Eightfold Power is the advice of the Buddha. Noble Eightfold Power gives rise to wisdom. So you act with Noble Eightfold Power, it will bring about the end of all suffering. Right view is just to understand that nature's law governs life existence. So there are causes and conditions. Very likely it's karma. Your 99.999% is karma. Where the Buddha said, every day you contemplate, you are born of your karma, head of your karma, condition supported by your karma. You are what you are because of your karma. So if karma plays such a great role in your life, you somehow don't know how to take care of karma, they're very difficult. So that's why that right viewer surface, very likely karmic related. So if I need to apologize, I apologize, I need to repent, I repent. You don't have to apologize to that person. You can recite in front of the Triple Gem or Buddha image, whomsoever from the distant past, not only to him, but to all beings from the distant past until now, that whether you have knowingly or unknowingly through your delusion caused any karmic negativity or suffering or misled, you would like to sincerely ask for forgiveness. That is the first thing you do, then you have peace with them. You no longer hate them, you no longer angry with them, because you say, very likely in the past I did to other beings. So now karma friction, I become the victim. So I accept this reality. Or then you become peaceful. When you are peaceful, when you don't stir your mind through delusion, you got no evil root. Then you ask yourself, how can I resolve this misunderstanding amicably? Then your mind will know how to act. Right view will lead to right thought. That's why arise the appropriate thought of love, compassion, gratitude, and all those things. So you need to seek forgiveness. You seek forgiveness. Be truthful. Understand? Then after that arise the right speech. Talk to people very nicely, gently, pleasantly, sincerely. So that people understand. The moment you start to say, I'm sorry, I think I have done certain things that are not appropriate. I really don't mean it. And now I really would like to apologize to you. Once you tone down and say that, I tell you, the other guy will be soft also. Oh, it's okay. I think I also not so tactful. I also to be blamed. It's okay. It's okay. We can resolve. And then it become amicable. Then she don't hate you anymore, or he don't hate you anymore. Then you don't hate her anymore. So evil root, both also rooted up. Then you act with right action. Right action is all the pure action without evil root, without selfishness, without motive behind, without emotional, without fear. So you will know how to act. Then you live your life accordingly. Then you develop mindfulness to be more and more mindful and careful to see all this. Then when you start to see yourself, you understand yourself. Then only you can understand others. If you cannot understand yourself, you cannot understand others. That's why Dhamma is about self-knowledge. That's why the Green Book, who are you? What are you? Is to understand clearly the form and mind. Then you know how to use them. Then you know how to apply them. Then you will understand yourself clearly based on dependent origination, how your mind functions, how it stirs, and how it becomes deluded through wrong view, sakkayadditti. Then how, with the Dhamma, you're able to reverse all this understanding and straighten your view and come out of it and free your mind. And then you realize this is beautiful. Then you will know how to help other people to come out. Understand? That's why the only real solution is Dhamma. So can follow? Can follow not? Louder, louder. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, Stephanie, finish. Got any more not? Oh, sorry, the brother, I forgot. Yeah. Okay, you continue. Sorry for the interruption.
Thank you.
Okay, pass to Jin Hao. Yes. So looks like today after this we go for lunch. it's okay because it is very helpful, very beneficial. Actually, you already roughly got an idea of what the Dhamma is. Then now is to teach you how to practice, cultivate, and make it a living reality. And so, because Pariyatti, I think, enough with all the notes, with all the books, and with all the recording. Now you need Patipatti, and so, not go a party and party. Patipatti is to go into life, to cultivate. And so, party time over. Now serious heedfulness. Okay, Jin Hao.
First of all, thank you, Brother Teo. I don't know how to say it. This morning, when Joyce chants the Om Mani Padme Hum, before that, I always thought that I don't have much affinity with Kuan Yin.
Ah, okay.
So, but somehow or other, today when she sang the first Om Mani Padme Hum, I feel the very strong
vibration. Then your heart here felt something touched by it.
And I always thought myself is a very close and numbness person. You see, so and I seldom cry. You see, today.
Yeah, I saw the tears.
I just don't know why. And to be honest, I still don't know why I cry.
Yeah. No need to know. Because the thought cannot know. Later on, when you cultivate, you will understand because it's the affinity. That's why you will respond from inside. You know, when it's from the heart, it's from your nature. Your nature knows because of the affinity. And now there is condition for it to manifest. Their conscious nature suddenly manifests like that. And I tell you, you are very, very lucky. Because condition just there. I also sent a pure wish yesterday because I was down there at the kitchen, there, the 84 manifestation. Then I saw the Kuan Yin. Then when I pay respect, I rejoice. Then I say, may it arise the causes and conditions for Kuan Yin's nature to help those sincere and faithful Kayanamitas. That's all. I just did that. I don't know why I did that. Then this morning, everything just fall into place. Then last night it started actually. Yesterday it started during the lunchtime. So all this has its causes and conditions. Then when it manifested, it was so strong. I saw from Mimi that the mudra sent all over he go around. Then after that, zook on top, then zook down there. Then after that, she stopped. She was so mindful and so graceful. There's something inside. The mudra just came. That's why I rejoiced. Then I also sent. Then after that, she paid respect. The moment she pay respect, the chanting know how to stop one. The Om Me Me Pe Me Hom, Om Pe Me 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 Hom. Then after that is that signal come. Everybody know going to end already, next one. How come like that? Immediately after that, after she prostrate, and then the whole thing end. So the nature will know. The thought cannot know. Thought is limited. So only to this life, the memory. Yeah, good. Continue.
And the only words that came out in my mind was suffering.
This is Kuan Yin's way of reminding people, because the great compassion, suffering, samsara is suffering. Try on your heedfulness. Do not be heedless anymore. And so on. Life is really suffering. That's why you need to wake up. If you cannot see suffering, you will not wake up. You will not become serious. Like all the depressed people and miserable people. But they don't know that they are suffering. That's why the Buddha on the second turning said, this noble truth or dukkha is to be understood. Not until you understood that this is real suffering, you will still want to play with it. Like the kid, play, play. Then one day, like my elder brother, passed chili to the kid. Or then after he tasted that chili, understood. Anything that looked like chili, he don't go near it. You tell him sweet or what also, he don't believe you. because he tasted it. Understand? So suffering is like that. You have to kena until gao gao, until you wake up. Okay, good. Continue.
Yeah, this is it's a very extraordinary experience to me, because all the while I've been using thought a lot, and I'm a very logical and rational person. So this is something which I couldn't explain, and I, yeah.
Yeah, very good. Sadhu. Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. That's why as you cultivate, you will develop more understanding as to how to use your heart to feel, how to use your true mind to feel, to listen, and to do everything. Because you stay up here in the thought, in the memory, you actually cannot really live life. Acting according to memory is not acting at all. I already explained already. Because your memory is the accumulation of all the problems, scars of memory, your fear, your phobia, your unhappiness, everything. Of course, there are also some happy moments, understand, which you cherish and accumulate inside too. But I ask you one question. How often do you think of the happy memories? When you got no problem in it, when your life is too good in it. But when you got problem, you always think of problem. Just like holding on to this one. My problem must resolve. Not resolve, must hold on. That's why you suffer gao gao every day holding it. So hot. Even without the hot molten thing, I ask you to hold this fellow for half an hour or 1 hour. You think you suffer? No? You suffer like anything. Long Po hold 30 kg, you know, for so many years, he didn't suffer. The body suffer, but he said his mind did not suffer. That's why he want to test. He want to experience the feeling, the suffering. So these are all Dhamma. So that's why you cannot judge people by what he do and by the external physical appearance. You judge him by his energy, his speech, his action, his talk, his sharing. Now that is the real one. If he has the Dhamma, he will know how to share with you. He will know how to guide you. And I can tell you, was it yesterday? Huh? Yesterday? Or the day before, Long Po? Already 2 days ago. Are you sure? So fast. It means today is the 6th day already. Oh, 2 more days. We sayonara. You think monk talk to lay people, go so deep into the Dhamma. This is why he's supposed to talk to monk or no. But how come that they talk to us lay people like that? All the deep understanding, you know, and of what he went through, you know, and describe. The only thing is we don't know Thai. But every Pali word he say, I know, I understand. That's why he's full of joy. Then he know a little bit of English, he don't want to let us know. You know. That's why towards the end he speak a few words. Actually he can sense. That's why he like us a lot. Then he tell you halfway through it. In Thai, inside a lot of pity, you can feel a lot of pity. Means that nature no, this group different. Understand? A lot of joy. When you can feel a lot of joy, means what? A lot of good energy, good people around. Otherwise you feel very sad, very miserable, very eerie, very fearful. But you can feel, this group and come, very different. That's why you see a lot of pity. He very happy down. See, I recorded, I think 90 minutes of sharing. Actually, such a famous great monk can just spend time with you like that and bless you all the world. And tell you, Kai Jai, Kai Lei, Kai Kai Ye. That's why I tell you, very strong. Yeah, cannot sleep. Very hot, No, you know why? Yeah, Lily, you know why? Because you cannot sleep and very hot because the energy still stay there. But the trouble is, most of you, not all, most of you, I think, you haven't really have the silent mind. You haven't opened up your heart. That's why this energy cannot melt inside, cannot stabilize. So what happened is, it stayed inside. But it helped in many instances. So you feel very fresh, you feel very energized, you like no need to sleep. So what you do is you relax into it. Then have faith. Every time pay respect, move your hand like that. There's an energy that will open up your heart. That's why that night I spoke to AMV at the pay respect. Then this energy let it go. With the faith and the virya, sada virya, there's an energy that will open up your heart. I remember during the early days, that's how I can feel Achayantra's energy, my teacher, Xuan Hua, and all those people who have this good energy. I can feel them because my heart opened up. And during the early day, I have a lot of faith in Kuan Yin, the Buddha, the Triple Jhana. Then I pay respect, very mindful. I did it until here, I can feel open. Then I start to feel things that I don't feel before. Then whether good energy, the other type of energy or what, you can feel. Then you know what to do, you never get fearful, you just read it. Where you have goodness, you have kindness. That's why it is on don't open, very difficult to walk this way. Very difficult for you to understand. But this one very easy to open if you have faith. If there is sata, virya, then you develop mindfulness. The moment the thought becomes less, you become more heedful, more silent, and this one will start to open up. Where you will feel the vibration. When you feel the vibration, it means what? Every time you are aware here, it open up. But not until it becomes very, very stable. Then only the whole thing really becomes sensitive. At that time, you progress very fast. That time, your daily mindful stability will be there. Like I told Pang, you stay here, aware throughout the day. And then throughout the day, you're very heedful, very mindful, and the clarity is there. Then later on, this one will keep on developing, expanding. Then when you meet with cultivator or you are an area where the great beings, nature is around, and you are sincere, you have faith, they are ever ready thing for the cultivator. So sometimes during the early days, I remember when I travel, even Thailand, China, and everywhere, even Malaysia, sometimes I go to Singapore, I go all the stuff, I can feel one of certain places, the energy is there on us. Then I used to tell my wife, there are great beings here, there are cultivators here. Or otherwise, it's tupa or what. You can detect on it. Then every time it comes, it will help. Because when you have this nature, you help others before. That's why when you come, when you connect, all this energy will come back to you. Just like how I share very direct. You receive very fast if you have the parami and the understanding and the condition. So because I share like that, that's why when I come, this form of mind, this nature, it also receives truth like that very fast. Sometimes the person who speaks doesn't understand the truth. But the moment I hear, when in it. So nature's law is like that. You have to develop all this understanding and have goodness, kindness. Be generous. Be sincere to help people, to share with people, and have love. Understand? No? Have love. Love yourself. Love everything. Okay. 15 more minutes. You all want to meditate for a while? Then after that, you go for lunch? Toilet break. Yeah, better go. Then after that, maybe you can meditate for a while, 10 minutes or what, then you go for lunch.